Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, you've heard about love and giving sight to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine. And she must be a little
Stevie
bang.
Ray Vaughan. Bringing us back, the late great SRV. We're spinning some platters here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Rocking and rolling, a little bit of blues too, as we talk about small business and things that affect us in our small businesses. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, Christina Cavanaugh, technology expert, especially in the area of electronic communication. Author of Managing Your Email, ChristinaCavanaugh.com. Check that out. Christina, thanks again for hanging out with us. What are some other things that you could help us get a little bit better organized with for 2014? In the last segment, folks, if you missed it, I literally lost it on spammers. And so Christina was very nice and long-suffering with me on that. But she agreed with my premise, but maybe not my rant. So go ahead, Christina.
Oh, no, actually, Jim, I totally agreed with it because people need to pay attention. You've got to be smart with your inboxes because if you're getting emails from friends and known associates, don't just assume when you open it up and it says, oh, click here, that they actually sent it. Mm-hmm. In fact, what you should do is email, right, don't open anything, email back to your friend or relative and say, did you send this?
Right.
Because you're doing them a favor. They won't realize something's happened.
They probably, you don't know that, there's nothing that pops up. Well, you could find out. There are ways of telling that your computer's been compromised. But if they don't tell you, most people don't know. And then, of course, then you got to know what to do about it, right? And you got to get your computers stripped and cleaned and all that kind of stuff. So what else do we need to know?
Well, you know, again, like what I said earlier in the show about thinking about your inbox in a very different way, treating it like an in-basket, meaning that, you know, you only keep things in there that are active that you need to deal with, and you try to sort of set up file folders to move things out of that inbox. I know that there are people who, you know, they say, I've got thousands in my inbox. I don't know how to file.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it's like a bad closet that you don't want to open up and find something in.
Have you ever gone to somebody, ever looked at somebody's screen at their email page, and they've got 15,000 email in their trash box?
Yeah. Well, in their trash box, I've seen where they've got it in their inbox.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, folks, you got to get it out of that. That's slowing everything down.
Yeah.
Trash to trash. You know, just because you trash it once, all that does is take it out of your inbox. That doesn't really trash it, does it?
Well, no, you can recover the message. I mean, it'll go into the backup system. So.
But you got to trash it. You got to get it off out of your client there. It just clogs everything up.
Yeah. You know, get it out of the server for sure.
Yeah.
I think that sometimes people need to be able to have a second inbox to help them clear the first one. And so I recommend people create accounts. Like you create a folder start with the letter A. It could be at action or it could be at something. And then you throw in a bunch of emails in there. And what that does is that puts it at the top of the file folder so that you're able to sort of say, all right, I'm going to work on these things in my inbox right now. But I know I've got a second inbox over there that I'm going to get to once I finish this first tranche, this first group. So that sometimes tends to work for people.
Well,
I also like this idea of the 2-minute rule, and David Allen espouses that as well. This idea that if it can take me 2 minutes to deal with this email, okay, just do it and get rid of it, you know, and quickly get done. The other thing is to sort of block time to do email and not actually be reacting and acting, you know, as each one comes in.
Right.
That's harder for us to do, but it's far more efficient. Same with smartphones. You don't have to keep whipping out your smartphone every time, you know, every 5 minutes. Did I get a message? Did I get a message?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we're in control of that. So if we can kind of say, oh, that message will wait.
I really enjoy closing up email and not even having it up on my screen. And I do that. I do that as long as I'm not expecting, as long as I'm not in the middle of a project and somebody's expecting me to give them quick feedback, like with a customer or something like that. I like, if I don't have anything hot right now, I like closing it up. And of course, I never have the sound on for my I don't want it dinging at me every time something comes in. So I've never done that. So turn the sound off, close the thing up, and go back to it every so often.
Well, that's right. So that way you're in control of it.
Yeah.
I also suggest to people with social media to turn off, you know, their notifications
right.
on Facebook, Twitter.
You can't
Reddit,
get anything done.
Well, that's right, because we then condition ourselves to always be sort of addicted
right.
to the tool.
Right. And when you and here's one other thing, Christian, before you go. When you're having dinner with people, when you're visiting with people, leave the phone in the car. If you take it with you, leave it in your purse. Put it in your pocket. Don't get it out while you're talking to people.
Oh, yes.
Or if you do, tell them what you're doing. You know what? You know what? Excuse me, folks. I need to tell my daughter that we're going to be a little bit late. Hey, that's okay.
Yeah. No, nobody minds that at all.
Yeah.
You're right. If you want to shout something else out, Jim, it is, please be social. Don't be with a crowd of people and be paying attention to your device.
Exactly. Hey, Christina, give us the website again, please.
It's ChristinaCavanaugh.com.
Christina with a C, Kavanaugh with a C, but no U. Hey, Christina, good job. Come back soon.
I will do, Jim. All the best to you and everyone for the new year.
Christina Kavanaugh, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.